After 8 long weeks, voters are finally being given their say on who will govern the country. The major parties have maintained their messages, speaking jobs, growth, fairness, and economic responsibility to the bitter end. And if the opinion polls are right, the result is too close to call. But despite the intensity of the campaigning, there have been a few lighter moments along the way.
I just want to pose my right. My right, thank you so much. Can you mind it?
Okay.
Slightly off the campaign radar, Labour's Tania Plibersek and Bill Shorten were handed a box containing a rat while they toured Sydney's fish market. It was a practical joke by the ABC's chaser team, but Ms. Plibersek later tweeted that the rat was safely at her house snacking on nuts and bananas. And halfway through the campaign, US actor Johnny Depp reignited a war of words with Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce, saying he looks like he was inbred with a tomato. The actor took the swipe at Mr. Joyce, who threatened to have Depp's dogs put down last May unless they were sent back to the United States, during an interview with US talk show host Jimmy Kimmel.
I mean, it's not a criticism.
No, no, not at all. Not at all. Quite the contrary.
No, I was a little worried.
he may have been crossbred.
He might explode.
Mr. Joyce laughed off the insults.
I think I'm turning to Johnny Depp's Hannibal Lecter. I don't know. I'm inside his head. I'm pulling little strings and pulling little levers. And long after I've forgotten about Mr. Depp, he's remembering me. So just keep on advertising me, Johnny. The thing is, Australian people know that we did the right thing.
A rival candidate for the seat of New England, independent Tony Windsor, took issue with Mr. Joyce too. He hit out at what he called gutter campaigning over a Nationals advertisement likening a vote for him to returning to an abusive relationship.
Look, it's Tony again. Tony Windsor.
Yeah.
What does he want?
He wants me to take him back.
Well, it was okay for a time, I guess.
Yeah, but then he ran off with Julia.
Yeah.
Do you miss him?
Sometimes. But things have changed and I've moved on. And you're doing so well without him.
How did it end last time?
Badly.
Queensland MP Bob Katter was asked to apologise and withdraw a campaign video depicting him as a cowboy shooting his political rivals and blowing smoke from a revolver. The ad was released just days after 50 people were killed in America's worst ever shooting in Orlando, Florida. And the Palmer United Party's advertisement amazed many who were surprised by the PUP's summation of its major achievements.
Palmer United protected families in the last parliament. We saved the school kids' bonus, kept university fees low, kept low-income super and low-income support. We stopped the GP co-payment. Palmer United kept Qantas Australian-owned, freed 30,000 people from detention and released 436 children from Christmas Island. Palmer United stopped the cuts of $10 billion to Social Security, which would have made people under 30 wait 6 months for support.
And as election campaigns are wont to do, this one shone a little light into a dark corner of the Australian vernacular. Opposition immigration spokesman Richard Marles made the comment while talking with Cabinet Minister Christopher Pyne on Sky TV.
The Prime Minister was a total wuss bag, not showing up to the debate. Confronted with that, he showed
a total
all...
wuss bag.
He is a total wuss bag. Confronted with the debate this week, Christopher, he showed all the courage of a fleeing mouse.
Two new polls released just 24 hours out from Election Day show the contest between the Coalition and Labour is still tight, but Malcolm Turnbull is tipped to emerge the victor. The Fairfax Ipsos poll shows them evenly poised on a two-party preferred basis. Malcolm Turnbull remains the preferred choice for Prime Minister, leading opposition leader Bill Shorten 49% to 35%. The poll also shows 27% of voters still intend to back the Greens or minor parties and independents. A poll in News Corp Australia's newspapers has the coalition ahead of Labour with a swing against the government limited to 2.5%. Labour needs a swing of 4% to have a chance of picking up the seats it needs to win the election. And as difficult as it is to believe, already there's speculation about the leadership of the major parties. There are reports Mr. Shorten needs to deliver a hung parliament or win at least 10 seats from the coalition to retain Labour's leadership. And murmurings from within the Liberal camp suggest that a narrow win for the coalition won't be enough for Mr. Turnbull to keep his position. He would need a very strong result.